Discrimination takes on many forms. As we've heard in our series reporting hate, it can be blatant and degrading. It can also be subtle. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia brings us the story of what happens to two sisters from a small town when they go to the big city.
Isabel and Veronica Arce have always been close. They're the oldest of five kids and grew up together helping out around the house. They would take the donkey to fetch wood, bring feed for the chickens, and make tortillas in the kitchen. Here's Veronica through an interpreter.
Siempre fue así, igual yo creo mi mamá nos acostumbró a que las dos.
It was always like that. And thanks to that, we know how to work. We're not afraid to go out and work because we got used to it since we were little girls.
That's Veronica speaking in Spanish. And I point that out only because this story is largely about the language Isabel and Veronica grew up speaking, Nahual. It's the most widely spoken native language in Mexico. Isabel and Veronica's community of Tlaxcaltec indigenous people is one of the communities that uses it. I promise that by the end of this story, they'll teach us a few words in their native language. But first, here's Isabel and then Veronica telling us in Nahual their names and what they do for a living.
Neno toca Isabel Arce Arce, Nitlaxtuma, Juan Nitlaburdar.
No toca Veronica Arce Arce, Nitlaxtuma.
Isabel and Veronica make Nahual embroidery. They sew threads of many colors into images of animals and ancient legends. They're so detailed that one garment can take them a week.
Our father taught us. He's the one who gave us this treasure. It's a way that we can keep our tradition alive, and also it's a way that we can make a living.
Neno toca Delfino Reyes. Arce Cepeda.
This is their father, Delfino Reyes Arce.
Ah, sí, ese íbamos por una cama.
Reyes tells an anecdote about something that recently happened to him, but has happened to everyone in the family. He and his wife went down the hill from their town of San Isidro, population 9,000, to the nearby city of Puebla, home to 1.5 million people. He says they went to go buy a bed, a pair of glasses, and a pair of pants. But the attendants in all three stores wouldn't give them the prices. He remembers the clerk telling him, no, those pants are too expensive. Reyes says it's because his wife was wearing traditional Tlaxcaltec clothes, an embroidered blouse, a long skirt, sandals. He says people see the blouse with embroidery and think, they're indigenous, they can't afford to pay this. Isabel and Veronica prefer to wear jeans, sneakers, and a t-shirt, but they say the same thing has happened to them when people hear them speaking in Nahual. So, on a recent Sunday morning, I went with them and their kids down the hill to Puebla. At an outlet store, they looked for a hat, for shorts, and a jacket. It was for the kids.
Vamos a buscar de Toy Story.
Isabel's 2-year-old son, Gadiel, had his eyes on a Toy Story t-shirt.
¿Te gusta Buzz Lightyear?
And Isabel tried on a vest to stay warm while sewing. But the closest thing to a confrontation happened to me. A clerk saw me carrying a satchel and asked me to check it in at the front desk. That's standard practice to prevent theft here.
Es un morralito.
Isabel and Veronica apparently thought that was funny.
Sí, sí nos estaban observando porque, bueno, a lo mejor se les hizo raro por los micrófonos.
Yeah, they were watching us, but they respected us. I think it was because you were following us around with a microphone. Maybe it was that, but they didn't say anything to us. They respected us.
No.
Afterwards, we went for some fried chicken sandwiches, and they showed me a YouTube video. In the video, two security guards at a department store drag an indigenous man across the floor.
Hey, poli, ya déjelo. Ya déjelo.
The man recording the video yells at the security guards to stop. The man getting dragged eventually gets up and shows them he had nothing but the clothes he was wearing. There are a handful of similar videos on YouTube. The thing is that it's not a surprise to Veronica and Isabel. And a government survey confirms why. The most discriminated groups in Mexico are indigenous peoples. While we're eating, Isabel's son wakes up from a nap, and Veronica says something that I can't tell whether it's directed at me or at the little boy.
No podemos mostrar un trabajo como le llaman ahorita, bordados náhuatl.
What we do for a living is called Nahuatl embroidery. We can't do it if we are ashamed of ourselves. We grew up speaking Nahuatl, and everybody speaks it here in our town. It's really valuable to us.
Es de gran valor.
And Isabel has something to add.
Pienso yo que es mucha importancia.
I think it's really important for us to preserve it because technology is slowly invading our lives. That's why we have to do our best to teach our kids, even if it's hard, even if people criticize us.
Which leads us to the three expressions Isabel wants to teach us. It's what she has taught her son, Gadiel. Yes, no, I love you.
Kiema, amo, nimitzneke.
The first one is yes.
Kiema.
Then there's no.
Amo.
And finally, I love you.
Nimitzneke.
Something Isabel hopes her son will learn in the Nahuatl language. Nimitzneke means I love you. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, reporting from Tlaxcala, Mexico.